I mean, if a soldier doesn't listen to what the officer says, what kind of an army would that be? If the employee doesn't listen to his employer, what kind of an industry or a business is that going to be? If the husband and wife, if they do not listen to each other, what kind of a family is that going to be? So what you see, so there is obviously a higher and a lower one, and like the water runs, so the knowledge runs from the higher to the lower. But in the case of a human being, which is not a flowing river, that the ones who is below, who is receiving by hearing instructions or orders or suggestions and ideas, etc., then the one who is on the upper end also has the responsibility to listen. The teacher has to listen to the students' questions, their opinions, their complaints. So it goes both ways. But we live in a culture, like we were pointed out by the question of a young man who came to visit us today, is that you do not listen to people because you know best. And you are not selective in what you listen. You listen to what pleases you, which means you listen to what your ego wants to listen. You listen to praises, but you don't listen to criticisms, for instance. I mean, the one who criticizes us is our enemy. But if you are a dervish, on the contrary, who praises you is your enemy, and who criticizes you is your friend. Because the one who praises you is the friend of your enemy, and the one who criticizes you is the enemy of your enemy. So what we are talking about is not just a talk tonight. That we have to be selective in our senses. I remember this young man who married a Viennese woman and who always complained that she didn't become a Muslim, and a friend was angry at him and he said that, "Are you a Muslim yourself that wanting your wife to become a Muslim?" And one day he came and complained to Effendi. He said, "Well, how could one somehow keep one's purity when all the ladies are running around with, you know, short skirts and big décolletés?" And Effendi took his, eyelid, he really pulled hard and it was really hurting. The guy said, "Oh, don't, Effendi." He said, "What do you think Allah created that for? So that the dust doesn't come into your eye?" He said, "I don't know, Effendi." I said, "Well, don't look." So there is something as being selective in what you see, what you experience, what you hear, what you taste. I mean, you don't eat something which tastes awful. Your smell, you don't go, you know, something which stinks. No, you smell what the rose. And the same manner, but you see, we are selective in what we taste and what we smell and what we touch. I mean, we don't touch sharp things, you know, or hot things. But listening, I want to point out, we don't. We listen to everything. Assalamu alaikum.